This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. European Union leaders have given their approval to sanctions over the political crisis in Belarus after overcoming objections from Cyprus by agreeing to send a tough message to Turkey. The move clears the way for travel bans and asset freezes on around 40 members of President Alexander Lukashenko's regime, allegedly responsible for poll rigging at an August 9th election and a subsequent violent crackdown on protests. There was broad support for the Belarus sanctions among EU member states. The United Kingdom and Canada have already declared their own targeted measures. But Cyprus was holding out against the decision, arguing that the member states should first make a move against Turkey in response to its drilling for gas in disputed waters. The presidents of France, Russia, and the United States called on Thursday for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces around Nagorno-Karabakh. But Turkey's president said the three big powers should have no role in the peace moves. They called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between the relevant military forces in the heaviest clashes since the 1990s. France, Russia, and the United States are co-chairs of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Minsk Group, set up to mediate in the decades-old conflict over the mountainous enclave in the South Caucasus. But in a speech to Turkey's parliament just before the three countries' statement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he opposed their involvement. Dozens of people have been reported killed and hundreds wounded since Sunday in fighting that has renewed concern about stability in the South Caucasus, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong riot police patrolling the route of a banned anti-government march arrested dozens of people Thursday, stopping crowds from gathering as Chief Executive Carrie Lam hailed the city's return to stability. Emer McCarthy of Reuters has more.
Police had banned the protest, citing coronavirus restrictions on group gatherings and violence at previous marches. Hundreds of officers conducted stop-and-search activities and cordoned off areas. Protesters wanted to march against Beijing's imposition of a sweeping national security law on June 30 and demand the return of 12 Hong Kong people who were arrested at sea by Chinese authorities in August as they tried to reach self-ruled Taiwan. Thursday's protests came even as Chief Executive Carrie Lam said at a flag-raising ceremony earlier in the day that stability had returned to the city. China's National Day on October 1 is resented by Hong Kong's pro-democracy activists. But for pro-Beijing supporters, it is an opportunity to drum up patriotism in China's most restive city.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday approved a $2.2 trillion Democratic plan for fresh relief from the coronavirus pandemic, though objections from the White House and top Republicans are likely to doom it in the Senate. Republicans said the Democrats' plan still costs too much, although Democrats have reduced the price tag by over $1 trillion since May. The vote was 214 to 207. Congressional Democrats led by Pelosi proposed the package to respond to a pandemic that has killed more than 207,000 Americans and thrown millions out of work. Republican President Donald Trump's negotiating team had suggested a $1.6 trillion response. The White House on Thursday dismissed the Democrats' offers as not serious. The impasse between the two sides came as two major U.S. airlines, United and American, announced furloughs of thousands of employees because of the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. One of President Donald Trump's closest aides, Hope Hicks, has tested positive for the coronavirus. Hicks, who serves as a counselor to the president and traveled with him to a rally on Wednesday, tested positive on Thursday. She is the closest aide to Trump to test positive so far. Hicks traveled with the president multiple times this week, including on Marine One, the presidential helicopter, for a Minnesota rally Wednesday, and aboard Air Force One to Tuesday night's first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.